Maneuvering in and out of Rockhouse Major had begun to seem routine. Harris found her mind wandering even as she recited the checklist and spoke to the captain of the tug that snared the yacht's bustle. They were leaving behind the problems of the new government, Cecilia's family, Ronnie's romantic problems, and whatever had been chasing Kutsudas. Ahead, the frivolity of horse trials, though she dared not call it frivolity in front of Lady Cecilia. Her ownership of the yacht had begun to sink past surface knowledge. Having to pay the docking fees and the tug fees out of her own account certainly made an impression. True, Lady Cecilia had prepaid the charter fee to the Warren trials, but still, Harris hoped she understood how to calculate what to charge. They had an uneventful system transit, and the jump transition went smoothly as well. Day by day, Sirkin seemed brighter. She and Brun hung around together when they were off shift. Harris hoped this would last, at least through the voyage. She didn't want to have to deal with young passions unrequited, not with her own relationship going through a difficult period. She and Petrus still found it awkward to get together aboard the ship. The intellectual knowledge that their situation was now different could not quite eradicate the habit of years. She had expected Kutsudas to be an unsettling presence, but oddly enough, he turned out to be very incurious about his shipmates. Did he already know, think he knew, everything? Or did he not care? Harris found it difficult to believe he didn't care. Was he focused only on the mechanical, on ship identities? Unlikely. She knew from rumor that he carried with him an analysis of opposing commanders. Perhaps he was here not to be kept out of someone's eye, but to keep her under someone else's. No, that was paranoia, she hoped. She wished her paranoia button had a half-on setting just in case. Brun scowled over the maintenance manual for ship circuitry.
I wasn't fond of ohms and volts 2 years ago, and they aren't any friendlier now.
Sirkin looked up from her own reading, a year's worth of current issues in navigation on Cube.
You didn't realize you'd have to learn what you were doing?
I didn't on that shit shoveler. Just put the output into the intake with a tool that's been around since humans had domestic animals.
Sirkin prodded Brun with her toe.
Well, this is different. Captain Serrano wants her crew to be cross-trained and above average in skills.
Brun punched up the background reference again.
I know. It's just that electricity has never made sense to me. I keep wanting to know why it does what it does, and all my instructors insisted that I should memorize it and not worry about the theory.
She entered the values she needed for the problem set.
Ugh, and these names! How far back in the Dark Ages was it when they named these things? Volt, ohm, ampere? Might as well be biff-baff-boff for all the sense it makes.
Sirkin opened her mouth to lecture Brun, then saw that the screen had lit with the colored flashes meant to cheer on the successful student.
We got them all correct.
Brun didn't look up. She was entering her solutions to the next series of problems.
Of course, I'm not stupid. I just don't like this stuff.
Sirkin watched the angle of jaw, the cheekbone, the droop of eyelid as Brun looked down at the reference. She had heard Amelie complain so often about her classwork, but Amelie had had real trouble with it. She had not imagined that someone who could race through the material would still dislike it and say so.
You're good at it. So why don't you like it?
Brun looked up as if startled and gave Sirkin a sober look that quickly turned to a mischievous grin.
I'm good at lots of things I don't like. I was bred to be good at things. That's part of being a registered embryo.
Sirkin remembered clearly the aptitude tests she'd had, year after year, that had aimed her at her present career with more and more precision.
But how do you know what to do? What specialty to pursue?
Brun turned completely around and set down her stylus.
No, I never thought about it. No one expects us to specialize unless we have an overwhelming talent.
That seemed incredible to Sirkin, and her expression must have shown that, for Brun wrinkled her own nose.
There's generally stuff we all have to know, economics and management and whatever is done by our family interests, you know.
Sirkin didn't know, and she had a vague feeling of irritation. She had never wondered much about the children of the very rich, how they were educated, what they did. But this sounded too flabby, too shapeless to be worth anything.
No, I don't see how you can expect to learn anything useful if you study only generalities.
Oh, we don't. We have a lot of specifics, too. Things we'll need.
Which fork?
Trivial. Children learn that by the time they start school, just from eating at tables with a large range of flatware. No, there's a lot of background information on our own families and the other chair holders. Some of it we pick up, but a lot has to be learned formally. To vote my shares intelligently, for instance, I have to know that certain families will not invest in any phase of pork production on religious grounds.
Shares of what?
Family companies, you know. The things our family invests in, products and processes.
Sirkin shook her head.
Do you know how investment works?
Not exactly.
Not at all, really. Sirkin had started her own savings account in the Navigators Guild. She knew vaguely that they invested in something to keep that private bank going, but she had no idea how or what. The process, when Brunn finally got it across to her, she found appalling. She had thought that money, some real substance, sat in the Navigators Guild vaults. She had thought that some real substance lay behind the ubiquitous credit cubes and credit slips which she used in everyday transactions.
Not anymore. It's all a tissue of lies, really. But it works, and that's all that matters. It's whether people believe the credit cubes are any good that matters, and they define good by the exchange rate.
I'm lost.
Brunn squirmed into the nest of pillows at one end of the bunk and began waving those long arms.
No, you're not. Look, what's the smallest unit of money in the familiars?
A fee.
At least she knew that much. In rural districts on more backward planets, you could still find vending machines that took fees, little disks of metal with designs stamped into them.
And what can you buy with a fee?
It depends. Something that costs 10 fees in one town might cost 15 somewhere else.
Exactly. So, a fee is worth what someone will give you for it. The same with all our monetary units.
But that's not the same as saying they're no good if someone says so.
Brig, think a moment. Suppose we're on a station somewhere. I run a restaurant and you want a meal. You hand me your credit cube. Why should I take that in exchange? I have to believe that with the credits I take off your cube, I can buy the things I want or need. Like the food I'm going to cook to make your meal.
But of course you can.
As long as we all agree on the same lies, yes. But if we don't, if I suspect you'll eat the food but the grocer won't accept the credit for the raw foods...
What else would they want?
It made no sense. Everyone used credit cubes, and only a stupid person would refuse them.
Something of hard value, you know. Barter. Surely you had friends you traded around with, you know. You liked her scarf, and she liked an earring you had, and you just traded.
Well, of course, but that's not like buying it.
It is, really. Look, you might have seen her scarf and said, "What will you take for that?" And it wasn't a close friend, so she wouldn't give it to you, and you'd pay a few fees. And then a week later, she spotted your earring and bought it from you. Only difference is, if you have the things there, you can just trade.
Seems more honest that way.
As long as you know how to judge the value of everything. But it wouldn't work overall. I mean, an employer can't keep a warehouse full of everything an employee might like and let you rummage for a day's worth of goods.
I see that. But I still think money has to be real somehow. Solid. Stored someplace. They talk in the news about depositories as if they had something in them.
They do, but it's mostly to keep counterfeiters from running down the value. I'm sorry. Look, this is sort of my field. For all of the shareholders, I mean, I've explained it very badly. I should have started slower.
Sirkin turned away.
I'm not stupid.
No, of course not. That's not what I meant. Look, if you're determined to be angry, I can't stop you. Lots of people hate the rich. It's understandable. We go bouncing around and having fun. And even when we are working, it doesn't look like what you do.
That's not it.
Are you sure? If not, what is it?
Sirkin was looking down at her hands now, her fingers moving as if on a control board.